Hello and welcome to this week's Wellness, Wealth and Mindset Weekly, personal lessons and experiences from our past week. So let's dig in to today's episode. Health-wise, this week I've been focusing on how we take our health for granted, but also our perception of health is very much based on our own experience. So if someone's actually really focused on improving their well-being, they have a perspective of how good they feel and how that becomes normalized to their day-to-day actions. However, someone who's not done as much exercise, who might be struggling with their fitness in some way, might have a perception that how they feel in that current state in comparison to how good they could feel is just normal for them as well. And I think it's really important to understand health from an individual perspective as opposed to trying to get caught up in what other people may push on to an individual in terms of what is healthy. And obviously there's certain aspects I've discussed before that is healthy in terms of having a lower body fat percentage, healthy blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and all your biomarkers nice and healthy as well. However, being a certain body shape size will be an individual to that person as well. You don't have to be a model in order to be classified as healthy. But understanding your perspective of health in terms of how you feel and how you can improve that, I think is really important. Because someone who's really fit, their perception of health is they want to be fitter. So even if they are already really healthy, probably a lot healthier than the average individual, they might still feel they need to be fitter if they're maybe training for a marathon and they're trying to go to a certain time. If they want to go sub 3 hours, for example, and they're already running 3 hours 30, then that person is already, you know, in the top percent of people that have ever run a marathon anyway. It's only 10% of people in the population have ever run a marathon. However, to be sub 3 hours, they have to be even fitter, but they're already really fit in comparison to their perspective of fitness and miles ahead of other people that even not even run a mile in there. However, someone who's not done a mile in their life, looking up to someone who's done a marathon might seem a really big jump and a mountain that almost might be impossible to climb. However, understanding your own individual journey and understanding how you can navigate that to be healthier and not just being fixed in a mindset, which we'll discuss in a second, on this is how I feel and this is normal for me. This is only normal for you in the state that you're in at the moment, and that is only normal for the person who is already running a marathon in the state they are. So understanding your health from an individual perspective and understanding where you want to go within your health journey is really important, because where you are now currently, whether that's not a good place or a really good place, might not always be there for both parties. Certain things might happen in the future that might impact someone's health, that might decrease it, accidents, etc. And also, if you're not feeling as good, you can always improve on that. So I think it's understanding and valuing where you are currently, but also understanding and valuing that you can improve on that process to make yourself healthier, happier. And where you are now is not a fixed state. Where you are now is a constant ability to change it. You can change it today just by going out and taking some small action on a daily basis in order to do so. So understand that this week, that your health is not a fixed state. Where you are is where you're not going to end up, and you can always progress forward. And no matter what obstacles are in your way, you can always overcome them and take small steps on a consistent basis to improve them going forward. And the journey you are going on and starting to take is going to be the biggest lesson that you'll be on, as opposed to trying to aim for a certain pedestal and then I'll be happy when I reach that peak, because where you actually feel at that time might not actually be where you're aiming for, but the process that you learn along the way is what you get in terms of just a lot more reward and value from that journey, as opposed to the value and rewards you get at the end. So focus on that this week, focus on the process, focus on where you are now is not where you're going to end up. It's just a state that you're in currently. Wealth-wise this week, I was reading in the news recently that a lot of high-end products are slowly suffering in today's climate. And let me explain. Basically, a few of the products that are actually being reduced were a lot of vegan products, and maybe our appetite for vegan food has decreased over time. We're trying to go for more basic, healthy, normal, not vegan food. So these vegan foods were vegan sausages, so processed vegan products. So our appetite for processed foods is probably decreasing, but also our appetite for fake meats is maybe decreasing. So the reduction in terms of the produce that these companies were manufacturing, they're removing their lines because the demand for them is certainly going down. And also off the back of this, because of how money is maybe being a bit more tightened for most people, people are choosing to spend their money less, but maybe on one item that's higher end. So we've seen the increase in spending habits when it comes to purchasing an item that's going to last you, say, 5 or 6 years of good quality, as opposed to buying lots of smaller items that aren't as quality and they only last you maybe a year. So our spending habits are changing again, and probably in a good way, because that's also going to reduce the impact on the environment in terms of the amount of produce and amount of food waste that we have, but also the products that we buy. Think about it, years ago, you'd buy an item and that would last you as long as possible, and you'd even try and fix it. So things were made to last, they weren't made to just last a year, and then you purchase them regularly, which obviously our society has been built on consumption and consumption and consumption, where actually less consumption is going to be better, not only for yourself, but also for the environment. So I've seen that recently in the news about how we're changing our spending habits, we're choosing to spend more money on good quality and less on bad quality. And obviously, because we're not spending as much because that item is a bigger purchase, so we're spending maybe more in one purchase, but we're not spending as much on a smaller purchase. So overall, maybe our spending is becoming less because of the items we're purchasing. So let me know what your thoughts are this week in terms of how your habits changed in the last recent, you know, couple of years with the economy, you know, with the economy changing as it has done. Are you spending more money on items that are good quality, or are you just spending less overall? Let me know in the comments below. And finally, mindset wise, I was listening to the podcast this week from Simon Sinek's podcast, and he was interviewing Molly Bloom. And if you're not seeing that video or the film, sorry, Molly's Game, it's based on Molly Bloom, who basically started her own underground gambling ring. And this ring had a lot of famous celebrities. It's been quoted that, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio was there and many others, politicians, a really, really exclusive poker game that was being played once a week, and she was making money off the tips and making a very good living from it. But the podcast with Simon Sinek, really interesting to get her take, because I've seen the film, but I've never seen or spoke or heard her story from herself. So it's really interesting to understand the ins and outs of the story itself. And then I rewatched the film again this week. I've not seen it for a few years to understand the ins and outs of her story. And it's really, really interesting, the mindsets that she had, the shifts she had along the way, what caused her to maybe spend a lot of money and get into this kind of industry based on her upbringing as well. And also she made a few clear identity shifts in terms of, she was offered the opportunity to work for the FBI to try and undercover some of the Russian mobs in America. She got caught up in that accidentally. So definitely check out the film if you've not watched it, and to understand the story better. Instead, she wanted to plead guilty for the act she did, which was taking a cut of the money that was being bet. And that was illegal because she wasn't registered as a casino, for example. So you weren't illegal, you weren't allowed to take a cut. And that was only to cover the losses that people were losing during the games. However, got caught up in the fact that some Russian people were there. She didn't know, and obviously it went bad. But she mentioned that she'd rather go to prison and hold her independence rather than being almost a slave to the FBI and being like an undercover informant for them, because they could have constant control over her for years to come, even though she might have done the job they ask her to do, and then they ask her to do another job. So her taking a stand, knowing that she was innocent and just caught up in this unforeseen circumstances, apart from the one thing that she did that was illegal, the rest of it just snowballed. I think it was really, really powerful to, you know, what she said in that podcast about understanding your values and what you stand for, and also the th things what you value the most in terms of freedom. It's not material items and fancy cars and stuff like that. It's just your freedom to choose and access and do things independently of others. So definitely check out that podcast. I'll pop it in the show notes to this show as well if you want to check it out. Really interesting. Simon Sinek, if you've not heard of him, he's an amazing speaker as well. So check him out. And I'm sure there's other podcasts on his podcast that are really interesting to access as well. And I've just started listening to it. So definitely going to be on my podcast list to listen to more often going forward. But check it out. Check out the film as well. There'll be a link in the show notes. It is on Amazon Prime and Netflix. If you have either of those, you can access that now. Definitely check it out. Really good story. Really interesting to understand the process that she's gone through and the challenges she faced as well. And really inspiring story as well in terms of just her making her own way in life, but also understanding the mindsets around the choices she made, and also how we just get really greedy. And at one point, she probably could have walked away and been very comfortable, but a lot of time we always want too much. So check that one out. Really interesting to check out. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking out this week's newsletter. If you haven't subscribed yet, link in the show notes below if you want a weekly dose direct to your inbox. And we'll see you next week.